And I can ask it, can you elaborate on this lesson? And it will give me more to talk about. And then I said, write me a video script for the next lesson, next lesson, next lesson. I literally had a whole course built out for me
And how much time?
in 2 seconds. The world has changed so much. Everything's online and everyone's attention span has shortened. Instagram, TikTok is now the way we communicate.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson, the mother-daughter team at Everything Envy.
Former professional home organizers turned content creators.
In this podcast, we talk about the behind the scenes of our growing business and how we figure out how to navigate through the constant changes in social media.
Welcome to the Everything Envy podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome to our first podcast of 2023. Ding, ding, ding.
Actually, I think this is our first recording of one, but they actually listened to one on Monday.
Oh, well, this is the first podcast.
This is the first one we recorded. Ding, ding, ding.
For us. It's 2023 officially for us.
It is. It is January 3rd.
Yeah.
When we're recording.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we just got done taking all my Christmas decor down, and the flock really got to me. So if I am sniffling, dust is, I think I'm better now. But yeah, any dust or...
I might have to edit out a
sniffle.
A sniffle or a sneeze.
So if I do, I'm sorry, but I think I'm better now. I was dying just a second ago, but it was all the flock. So we did something different. We're trying to do a little bit different this year with stuff, and...
Yeah, a little more real, I think. Let people see the real side of us, you know?
Yeah, and I'm trying to make like work a little easier. So it's like, I needed to clean up my Christmas decor.
I thought it was a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're both leaving town. I'm going to Deer Valley on Saturday and you're going to LA.
Yeah.
So probably on Thursday. So yeah. If I didn't take it down really today, because I have to pre-film the next 2 days, I wasn't going to be able to take it down until like mid-January. So I was like, how about we do our Amazon? We go live on Instagram and hang out with people for a little bit. And then we switch over to our Amazon Live to like get people over there and just chit chat. So we did that. And I think it was fun.
I think it was a great way to kind of get the ball rolling, get people into what we were doing. And then maybe some of them hadn't heard of Amazon Live. Still, a lot of people don't know what Amazon Live is.
Right.
But it gave them the opportunity to go over there and follow us and check us out over there.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were able to be live on Amazon, get that done, and we got everything put away.
Yes. Yeah.
So now my house looks really empty because I have no Christmas stuff up.
It does. And you know, it only took us that hour that we were live on Amazon, really.
Yeah. It was nice that you helped me because like then it would have taken 2 hours for me, right?
True.
So
yeah.
I mean, Brandon probably would have helped me, but again, it wasn't on my main priority. So I was happy that we were able to
do it. And then we put things in bags. Like Stetson had ordered a nice big Christmas tree bag. So we put the tree in there. And then we took it all to the garage and you had shelf space for Christmas decoration boxes. So I put them on the shelf and So it feels like it's complete.
Got one thing off the list.
Got Christmas put away.
Yeah. Organize everything.
I have to put my Christmas away, but it's not, I don't have as much on my tree as you do.
Right. So yeah, that shouldn't be too bad for you, hopefully.
Yeah, that won't take
maybe long. You can do it in the afternoon or something like that.
Yeah, Thaddeus and Heidi said they'd come help me take the Christmas lights down.
Yeah.
I might even do that like tomorrow evening. I don't know. Or maybe I just won't turn them on, but I can take my tree down.
Yeah, we didn't even put anything up this year outside. We kept saying we're going to do it. And then we went out of town randomly. And then it's just like, I was just so tired.
Well, and it was raining. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, we've had like record rainfall during Christmas time.
And wind. So I went out of town randomly and I went to Eugene. And while we were gone, it was so windy. Our huge gazebo that we just set up this summer. No, we just set up on Halloween. Blew all the way across my lawn, up over the fence. And all the way across the street, and it landed in, there's like this, what is it?
It's a
propane facility close to my house.
Yeah.
It blew all the way over there and got stuck in their barbed wire fence.
And if that fence hadn't been there, it would have kept on going. I don't think Lisa would have found it. Stetson's mother-in-law, because she was watching the kitties. I don't think she would have found it if that fence wasn't there.
And surprisingly, my ring didn't catch it had to have gone so quick. Because it did catch a clip, because I have ring all over my house. It did catch a clip of it like elevating. Da, 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 and then it didn't catch a clip because I was like, what? But it must have gone so quick.
I was thinking it just lifted straight out of your yard.
I think it did.
And then I think it started blowing.
It was just so quick that it didn't catch it or something. I don't know.
Because I think if it had dragged across the grass, you would have seen it tumble. I think it lifted it straight up.
It's unsavable. At least it was only like $150 on Amazon, but it did take Brandon like 3 or 4 hours to set up.
Because of all the pieces to put together.
So now we have to order a new one and reset it up. And we had just finished the backyard, but I don't think he put the stakes in. But I mean, it's so heavy, you wouldn't think.
We had exceptionally strong wind.
It was exceptionally
strong. I think it got up to like 75, 80 miles an hour in some places.
It was crazy, which like never happens when trees were down and everything.
Some people were out. Yeah, like our bookkeeper was without power for almost 3 days.
Right. People were posting on Facebook all their things that blew away and like all this stuff. So that was ours.
Interestingly, RIP. Too, is it wasn't just here. Like Jackie and Frankie were on the coast.
And I was in Bend and it was super, super windy in Bend.
And it was on the coast too. So the whole state, I feel like, just had
the
wind.
First day we got to Eugene, and that was that night when the winds were super strong. We were like walking to dinner and like stuff like that. And it was pouring sideways rain, like windy, windy, windy. Pretty much both days we were there. And then the day that we were leaving, blue skies, sunny. I'm like, really?
Yeah, it was beautiful for the drive home.
It was. That was nice.
But anyway, but that's a good excuse for not feeling like you wanted to put up Christmas decorations because it was just too wet.
Yeah. And I put on my Christmas decorations.
And electricity doesn't go well together, like when you're trying to plug things in. You know?
Yeah. And I feel like I put on my Christmas decorations like literally the day after Halloween.
Yeah.
Where I literally had Halloween decorations up and Christmas decorations up. Like I decorated my whole yard for Halloween because I always do a party. And so it was just kind of that where I was like, if I would have cleaned up Halloween and then done Christmas decor like a normal person around the end of November, I probably would have done it. But I had to set up early for videos. So I was like, just not motivated.
It's fine. It's okay.
So we only had to clean up my little corner of my house where my tree was and stockings and stuff like that. So we got that done.
It was fun.
It was fun. And we got to hang out with people on Instagram. Okay, so I haven't showed you this, but I figured we could do it on the podcast because Brandon showed me something last night on the computer that I've never been this shocked in my life with a new software.
Oh, my curiosity is piqued.
So
free.
It's free and it just launched and 6 days ago. And within 6 days, they had over 1 million users, which is like unheard of, right?
Yeah.
And it's like broke records and it's just online and it's crazy. Okay. So I'll show you on the podcast and I'm going to explain what it is.
Okay. Do you say the name of it now?
Yeah. So this is an AI software. Okay.
AI's amazing.
And I'm looking at it on my computer right now and it's just like a simple place where you can type stuff in and then pretty simple. Like it's not super crazy or anything. There's a little chat box thing and then there's words. Super simple. The software is called Chat GPT. I think it's Chatbox GPT or Chat GPT. Anyways, if you look up GPT, it will come up and it's in their beta, but it's available for anyone to try. Okay.
That's really smart too. Give people free access. They have 1 million beta users.
Right.
Now.
So when you go on there, you know, they ask for like the regular thing, like your email and I think your phone or whatever. And then it pops up like, welcome, we're in our beta, you know, like there's little things you can give feedback. Like they're trying to do like thumbs up, thumbs down. If you want to give feedback, you can to like, you know,
I think that's
learn the experience.
Brilliant marketing, because then when they do go live with it and they want to make it a membership and people are going to know how to use it, they're going to go, yeah, I need this. I want this.
Okay. So I'm going to look it up just on Google, like what, you know, explain what it is, but it's Chat GPT and it's an AI software. And this is what the definition is. Chatbox GPT is an AI chatbox system that released in November. So just launched this year. To show off and test a very powerful AI system and what it can accomplish, basically. You can ask countless questions in the chat box. You can type in, I'm not reading it out, but you can type in code. You can type in any question you want, any question you have about anything, kind of like Google, right? You can ask generic questions. But the cool part of how you can use it is You can literally, I was like on it for hours last night. You can use it to write captions for Instagram. You can use it to write books. You can use it to write essays. You can use it to write copy. You can use it to write hooks. You can, I asked it to give me ideas for merch. I asked it to write me a book about organizing, a children's book about organizing. I asked it to write me a course about how to organize your pantry. And it literally gave me step by step. The course is already built out. It's already built out. You can ask it to do anything and it's not like it will go on Google and copy and paste an answer. This is so smart that it will give you a more human response to all of these different things.
Oh,
does that make sense?
Gosh.
It's yeah. almost hard to
fathom,
like wrap your head around. And there's so many ways that you can use it. But me and Brandon were just asking like generic things. But like, for instance, for a student, you could copy and paste your essay in there and it would give you like suggestions, or it would tell you like this is misspelled, whatever. You could copy and paste a whole thing of code. Like say you're a coder, you could copy and paste it in and say, what's wrong with this?
And it will
tell you
it.
In human like language, hey, you need to fix this, right? So you could do it for math, you could do it for anything. But the cool part about it, like business wise, is like you can be like, hey, write me a blog about organizing your holiday decor, and it will pop out, hey, happy new year, one of the best things to do, da 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 da, and it will literally write out an entire blog within seconds,
as if a human wrote
yes.
it.
So say I was like, oh, write me, you know, a daily organizing tip. I asked it to do that. And it wrote out like for a newsletter. Say I want to do, I said, write me an email about a daily organizing tip. And it comes out and it gives
what?
You a response. Okay. So I saved some of these answers because they're so good.
Can you save them? Like, can you download them and save them? Or
so,
how can
so
you?
So when you go to Chatbox GPT, this is not sponsored, by the way, or anything. It's free. We're not getting anything.
This is just new discovery that I'm hearing about for the first time.
And I was mind blown by it.
And Stetson was on it last night. Okay, so this
so
is
So you
brand
just
new.
Go on. You just create an account like easy. And then you can log in and out of your account. But you can save chats. So like, for instance, I have organized ants, as I'll show you. I have subscription box. I have newsletter. And I have funny merch ideas. So I just went ahead and saved that chat. And then I started a new one for like a new topic, sort of. So you can save chats. So like, you don't have to copy and paste this somewhere else. You can just log into your account and all of your chats will be saved if
it
you want to
save them on the dashboard.
Yeah, just store it on the dashboard. It's super easy.
Oh, and then you can go back to them. So question, can you edit these things once they're in there? Like you just.
So the cool part about it is you can literally say, like say it's like, hey, write me a blog about, you know, write me an organizing tip or whatever. And then you can write, they'll give you an idea. And then you can write back and be like, hey, can you add in this and this and this? And it will rewrite the whole thing, adding that part in.
Seriously?
There, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, you guys, I'm freaking out. Okay, so I just did, me and Brandon were like, hey, write me a story about Emmy and Mia, right? And it yeah. wrote out write me a children's book about Emmy and Mia. And it wrote out the cutest story about how they would fight.
Did you tell it was that they were cats?
Yeah.
Anyway?
We said, write a children's book about two cats, Emmy and Mia, who sometimes fight, but they love each other.
Okay.
And it wrote out this whole story about Emmy and Mia and how they, you know, would fight and all this. And it was like real stuff, like a great story. It had a climax and everything, an ending, everything.
Oh my gosh.
And then you can be like, hey, what would be good photos to go along with, you know, my
photos?
Children's book? Yeah. And it will list off good photos would be number one, number two, number three,
and it
number
pulls
four.
Out photos?
Not photos, but it'll give you an idea of for each page of your children's book, it will give you an idea.
Like a child with this or a picture. It describes it then.
Yeah. Like page number one will be this. Page number two will be this. Page number three will be this. Okay. So here's a couple examples.
I'm kind of speechless.
I was like shocked and freaking out about it. It's crazy.
Well, because you and I know the hard knocks of creating this stuff. I mean, just like thinking of a title for, a catchy title.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes the struggles of blog writing, emails even.
Yeah.
And we've done it all. We've done courses, we've done blogs, we've done catchy
emails. So you can
ask
this thing anything.
Whoa.
This will build you a course for anything in a matter of minutes. I was like, I looked up like how you kids, you can utilize this for social media. Like you can have it write captions for you. You can have it do all of this stuff like for you. And so I was like, oh, you could literally do a course about how you can use this in your social media because it's not out there yet. And I said, write me, here's an example of what I asked because I was curious. And I have a couple in here. I said, write a course about how Chatbox GP can help you grow on social media. Okay. And here's the answer that I wrote out. It's really long, but I'll read you some of it. Welcome to growing your social media presence with Chatbox GP. In this course, you'll learn how Chatbox GP can help GPT can help you grow your social media presence and reach more people. In this first lesson, we'll introduce you to Chatbox GPT and how it works. You'll learn the capabilities and da 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 da. And it literally wrote out this whole thing for me for my first introduction thing for my course. And then I said, write a lesson one video script for me. Cause I was like, if I'm doing a, you know, program, I'm going to be doing a video. Here's my video script for lesson one. Welcome to your first lesson of growing your social media presence with Chatbox GPT. And this lesson will introduce you to Chatbox GPT and how it works. And then it goes in, Chatbox GPT is a large language model developed by OpenAI. It has been trained on vast amount of data and generated human-like text based on a given prompt. This makes an extremely useful tool for creating high quality content for your social media channels. And it goes on and on and on. And I can ask it, can you elaborate on this lesson? And it will give me more to talk about. And then I said, write me a video script for the next lesson. Next lesson, next lesson. I literally had a whole course built out for me.
In how much time?
In 2 seconds. Like it literally.
Just, it's as fast as you were thinking of the question to ask it.
Yes. And so I'll show you.
Is it sequential? Like it's once you started the book, like do you just say, write me the next lesson?
Yeah.
Then you don't have to like repeat and give it more. It will remember.
Like for instance, I can be like, can you add in a part about how Chatbox GPT can help me with hashtags? You know,
and then
it will give
there.
You more about that. Like you can say, can you edit, you know, in this chapter to add in something like this? Or can you take this out? And it will like literally write it back for you, make edits and do everything that you need it to do.
So like the children's book, for example,
if you had a name
like Jane and you wanted to change it to Mary, you could say, can you change all the names to Mary?
Right. And so this literally wrote me an entire lesson about how like that I could literally sit down, record all the hard work is done, play a video, record it, have my script done. I could have it real. I had it write hooks for my funnel. I had it write a story, you know, like hook story offer.
Yeah.
I had it write sales copy story for our organizing pantry class. And it literally went, are you struggling with da 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 da? It literally wrote out the whole copy.
My jaw just dropped.
You could use it for email. What's a good email headline for my email about this? It will like, are you mind blown?
Mind is
there's
blown.
So many ways you can use this, or just literally gosh. I'll show it to you because I'm gonna show you some examples. But like for daily emails, like we could literally have a daily organizing tip email. Give me and type it in on Chatbox GPT. Write me a daily organizing tip. Hey Envy family, here's what it will write out the whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's not like it's robot language. Like, so like it's exactly
this
how it's
like
would write it.
Yeah. Or how we would write it.
Also, what you can do is you can regenerate the response. So for instance, like the story, like I said, write me a children's book about organizing. Okay. And then you can regenerate the response and it will write you a completely new story. It will even give you a title. It's not out there right now. This is all like a human would be writing it.
And this is all new stuff.
It's new and it just came out. Okay. So
whoa.
I used an example of a children's book that I kept because I loved it. So I said, write me a children's book about organizing. I typed this response and this is the children's book it gave me. Okay. Do you want to read it? It's called The Organized Ants.
The Organized Ants.
Do you want to read it?
Yeah.
It's short.
Once upon a time in a little ant colony, there was a group of ants who were always very disorganized. They had trouble finding their toys and clothes. And their home was always cluttered and messy. One day, a wise old aunt named Antoinette had an idea. She gathered all of the ants together and said, "We need to get organized. If we put our things in the right place and keep our home clean, it will be much easier to find what we need and we'll be much happier." The other ants nodded in agreement and set to work. They divided their toys into piles and put them in different boxes. They hung their clothes on hangers and put them in the closet. They cleaned up all of their clutter, wiping down surfaces and sweeping the floor. As they worked, they sang a little song. I wish I could think of a melody to go with it.
I know, but
yeah,
it's
but
like,
the lyrics are, "We're the organized ants. We know where everything is. Our home is clean and neat, and everything's in its place.
Oh, isn't it sweet?"
We'll have to come up with some kind of melody. When they were finished, the ants were amazed at how much better their home looked. They could easily find what they needed, and everything was in its proper place. From then on, the ants made sure to keep their home clean and organized, and they lived happily ever after. The end. It wrote that?
And I literally went in Google, and I copied the organized ants, and I copied like a paragraph, because I was like, is this legal?
Yeah.
Like, can you technically take this and publish
make it into a book?
Is this plagiarism?
Like, right.
It's not, because it's not like it's going on Google and taking, like, you know, something that someone's wrote. Like, this thing is writing this for you. This is not anything that's out there right now. There's nothing called the organized ants
from your
with
ideas.
Any of this copy.
Yeah.
And this could literally, your children's book is done. Isn't that such a cute children's book,
that's
though?
That's really adorable.
So you could be like, write me a children's book about, like we did one, write me a children's book about a cat named Emmy, a cat named Mia, who was Siamese, who liked bubbles. And it literally wrote the cutest story about Mia and how she loved to chase bubbles and like all this stuff.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. So that was one.
Whoa.
And then I said, and then I did a few other stories, just have it. And I said, what are some ideas for images to go along with the book? Page one, a group of ants in a cluttered, messy home. Page two, Antoinette, the wise old ant, speaking to the other ants. Page three, page four, page five. It literally goes out.
And
this is
so
what you need
on
for
and
each
so
page.
On. So then even when you have an illustrator, or if you are an illustrator, you can do it yourself.
Go on Canva. Yeah.
And then you just put those parts in there and then boom.
So we've been talking about how we want to write a book with, you know, an organizing book with a couple different things in it. And I literally said, write me a book about how to organize your home. Or I said, an organizing book about how to organize your pantry, kitchen, whatever. Like, those would be each chapters. And it literally started breaking it out with chapters. I included the things that we wanted to add in, like the QR thing.
Yeah.
And it talked about that. It was like, you know, oh, for more information, you can scan this QR code to get da da da. It literally wrote out the whole book. And you can be like, elaborate on this a little bit more, right?
And it will give more detail.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And it's good tips. Like, it was exactly how we would have written it.
Wow.
So this is one, like in a children's book example, where you can just write out books, or you can write out blogs in 2 seconds. You can write out emails. You can ask it for headlines. You can ask it for captions, writing your sales funnel copy, writing anything. And then I also ask it for like a subscription box, because I was like, okay, I'm going to see what it says about things, right? Because we have a couple things that we've
like
had in the
ideas
back of our
for
mind.
A subscription box.
Right. Oh, I asked it, write an email about one organizing tip that can transform your home. Here's the email. Dear name, where you can put like hashtag name. I hope this email finds you well. I recently came across an organizing tip that I think could really transform your home. The tip is simple, but it can make a big difference in terms of helping you keep your space clutter-free and organized. And it goes into the tip. So like, you could literally say, write me an email about how to organize your Christmas decor. Like, say you wanted to be really specific about it, and it will literally
write the
it.
Email with the tip.
And it's so personal. I hope this tip finds you helpful. It can transform your home. So I can write in like, and this email is from Margaret and Stetson with Everything Envy, and it would add that in. Hey, could you change this? Will you take this out?
It's like having a personal secretary, but works like at the speed of light.
I said, write me an email about our favorite Amazon product of the day, the Laneige sleep mask, which is what I've been using. Hello, I wanted to share you one of my favorite Amazon products that I recently discovered, the sleep mask. This sleep mask is made with a unique gel formula. Like, it went online and it looked up what the product is.
Oh, so it knew.
But then it went into the email and made it really personal. And it wrote an email about that.
Gosh. Whoa. I mean, I don't know how to absorb this.
I know. Like I was like yesterday, I was like struggling to write like a New Year's Eve giveaway caption.
Yeah.
I literally could have gone on here, write me a Instagram caption about weekly 150 Amazon gift card giveaways and have it reflect to the new year. It will write out an amazing caption and even throw in some hashtags. Here's another example, subscription box. What is a good idea for a monthly subscription box for women who love to shop on Amazon? One
Oh,
idea for a monthly
curious.
subscription box for women who love to shop on Amazon could be an Amazon bestsellers box. This box could feature a curated selection of the most popular high-rated products from across various categories on Amazon. The products could be a mix of new releases, classic favorites, and it could include items such as beauty products, home products, gadgets, and more. To make the box even more special, you could include exclusive discounts or promotions for products, as well as other perks such as access to early sales, special deals. Additionally, you could include personalized note or a guide featured products, along with tips on how to use them or ideas incorporating them into your daily life.
Oh my
And
gosh.
I said, how can you make money with this?
Okay, what is
Okay,
the
so
secret to
I
this?
it was
Yeah.
elaborating that.
All
I said, how
right.
can you make money for this? So it gave me some ideas. Charge a subscription box monthly fee. Of course, one way to make money with a subscription box is to charge a monthly fee for the box. It could be a flat rate or vary depending on the type of products included in the box. Sell sponsorship products or advertisements. You could also make money by partnering with brands or companies who include their products in their boxes, such as sponsored products, advertising campaign. This would be a great way to get additional revenue while providing value to your subscribers. Sell additional products or services. It gave you ideas for that. Utilize affiliate marketing. If you include products from Amazon or other retail boxes, you could potentially earn commissions on any other purchases made through your affiliate links. Like it literally, like if
This
you're
is,
stuck on anything,
yeah.
you would literally type it in here and it will give you these amazing ideas.
To
And
just
then I could
open the
say, can you
door.
structure out the first 12 months of my Amazon bestsellers box? And it will literally say month one, month two, month three, month four. And you can generate new responses if you want. And then where is it when I ask the names for our box? How to turn this into a monthly newsletter? Name for my subscription box using Everything Envy. Here are a few ideas for your subscription box using the phrase Everything Envy. Everything Envy box, Envy, that one I don't like. The Everything Envy collection, Everything Envy's best, Everything Envy monthly must-haves, Everything Envy premium selection, the Everything Envy experience,
Oh,
Everything Envy's
love that.
luxury box, and Everything Envy's VIP box.
Oh, I like that one
So it gave
too.
you
Oh
ideas for what it's called.
my gosh. That we spend hours making lists after lists and we're still doubting, like
Right.
we know there's more, but we just don't know what they
And
are.
then I said, turn this into a monthly newsletter with affiliate products. Here's a newsletter that we could send out to advertise our box. Okay. Hello, and welcome to the latest edition of the Everything Envy newsletter. This month, we're excited to bring you a selection of must-have products that are sure to become your new favorites. It's even like how we would talk
It speaks like us. Like, well, oh, okay,
from
go ahead.
beauty to wellness to home tech. We've got something for everyone. As always, our goal is to help you discover the best products on Amazon, and this month is no exception. We scoured the site to find the hottest items that are sure to delight and inspire. Here are just a few amazing products that you'll find in this month's Everything Envy box. You know, and then it gives you examples, and you would just like copy and paste it in. Product one, this top-rated beauty product has generated rave reviews for customers and experts alike. Two, three, four. So you could be like, you know, add in the Laneige sleep mask for product one, add in the organizing whatever for product two, and then it would write it about each one. So I could edit that and have it edit the products that I was going to be talking about.
And then it would come
And
some cute little caption to go with
it
it.
even says include your affiliate link, like it has a spot, include your link. And then after it goes through, here's three products. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Our Everything Envy box is packed with even more amazing products that you're sure to love. Don't miss out on the opportunity to try these other amazing products. Subscribe to Everything Envy today and start enjoying the best Amazon every month, the best of Amazon every month.
It almost seems like it went in and it like searched our web
And
page,
then
you know,
look,
and our
thank you for
Instagram.
being a part of the Everything Envy community. We
No.
can't wait to bring you even more amazing products in the months to come.
That's so us. I mean, that's our language.
Right.
That's scary.
It's freaking mind blowing. I'm like, you don't have to do anything anymore. like you're struggling. And how they were suggesting like using it, you know, it's like you obviously want to be personal and stuff, but like this can save you time with
That's the
so
thing.
many things.
Well, especially if you're stuck about something. Like so many
Right.
people are hung up because, well, I'm not a copywriter. Well, I can't write a good email. I don't know how to
Right.
give a caption, you know, a
Right.
catchy title. And this could help somebody get unstuck, like
Mm-hmm.
give them the ideas and then they just implement it. Especially those people that are like great team players, but they don't feel like they have the creativity to do some of these
Yeah, and
things.
like for instance, we never really write long captions for things, and I like it took me like 30 minutes to write that caption for our Instagram post yesterday because we don't normally write long stuff like that. But I could have gone in here and been like, write me an Instagram caption about this, 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 include this, 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 and it will give you an amazing, you know, caption. But then you could also just use that, like you said, just to have it be used in ideas. You're like, oh, thanks. I'm gonna use this, 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 this.
Yeah,
Like
maybe I'll
sometimes
tweak it a
it's
little.
like, you know, the hard part of just getting the ideas flowing. And then after
Yes.
you get that, you're like, oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Like now I know what to write.
Yeah. It's like handing somebody your thing and then they edit it a little bit and make it amazing.
Right.
Oh my God. I'm just kind of speechless here. I don't know.
Right. I said a monthly newsletter that I can sell to my audience about the best Amazon finds. And it gave me that. It said, could be about this, this, this. And it literally listed off like the first one could be about this. The second one could be about this, 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 this.
Whoa.
Like, isn't that
What a
craziness?
time saver. What's really freaky is that it sounds like us. Like I wonder if somebody else was more corporate, more medical, or more, you know what I mean? Like it's going to be more logical that way. Like if somebody wanted to write a medical paper, it would sound very medical.
People are using this to write their papers.
Ooh.
And then, like, say,
Yeah.
hey, can you give me the definition of this? And it will give you like the long definition. Could you rewrite this so a child could understand it? Like, we wrote, can you write out a lesson, a date, like Jackie, you know,
Like a planner, like a daily planner for your
yeah,
lesson
a
planner.
lesson planner.
Yeah.
And she said, can you write me out a planner for a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old? And then I literally wrote out time blocks. Do this at this time. Do this at this time. Do this at this time. Do this, 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 this.
When I think about it, just in that setting, when I think about a school teacher and how much time they spend with planning their lessons, if they had something like this, then they could add some of the fun stuff that they don't have time to do. Like the
Exactly.
artsy or crafty stuff behind it, because they'll have the time,
Right.
because otherwise, you're spending so much time writing lesson plans. Whoa,
Yeah, so you
man.
literally just type in anything you want. My internet's being weird, but you saw the like you get
Yes.
the gist of it, but it's really
Yeah.
cool to see it working.
Oh,
Like
I'm excited to try
you
it.
literally just go on there and type anything you want. And I'm just like, are you kidding? And I
I
it
mean,
will
we've
write your
heard about
sales
AI.
copy for you. It will write your
Oh.
emails, it will write your captions, it will write your blogs, it will write an amazing newsletter that you can send out. You could easily have daily newsletters to your audience.
That sounds like you with your
You
voice.
can be like, hey, this, and write it from Everything Envy, the mother-daughter duo from Southern Oregon. Like, you can add a bunch of details in there and it will write it for you
The
with
thing
all of
about
those details and make it sound
AI
really good.
is it gets smarter and smarter too.
Right. They said like they're still in the testing phase. So they're like, you know, some things, like maybe a little thing weird. I haven't seen any issues with it so far. But again, I only used it last night for a couple hours. But I was like, I've even brought out my ClickFunnels book and I was looking through from Funnel Hacking Live, like ideas that we talked about. And that's why I asked it about like the book and the monthly subscription box. And
Yeah.
I asked it about our pantry funnel to write copy for this. Like,
Because that's always been the hardest part to keep up. Like with the funnel building is the
right.
copy.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, that is the hardest part about building a funnel
Right.
is the
Exactly.
copy
Yeah. It's the
and the
hardest part. And
captions
emails.
and emails to go along with.
Write me a sales email to sell this course to a specific audience.
When I think about
You can
how
do
long
that.
it took me to write like the sequence emails for a pantry class, like when somebody buys
Right.
in, they get these sequence emails. It took me such a long time. I could have done this in
And we
minutes.
literally had help from our some of our pro like our little software things that we were using, like as
Yes.
suggestions. But
Yeah.
you can and you can get down to the T of your audience of write me a sales email about selling my pantry class to women who are this, 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 this.
It's like
Right?
our avatar,
Yeah.
basically. Yeah.
And then it will write it with that in mind. And then you can go in, hey, can you change this part? Can you change this part? Da, 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 da. Done. My internet's not even loading now. It must be something. Or it's that site. I don't know. There might be millions of people on the
there
site.
Could be
I don't
crashing,
know. But it was just on. I just had it up. But yeah, Brandon showed it to me last night. We were on it for like an hour. And then I was like,
Brandon hear about it?
It's just, it's all like, it's everyone's, just like talking, everyone's talking about it. About,
so he just heard about it. Whoa.
I haven't heard about it, but again, it's like what you watch, you know, and stuff like that.
More and more people using it, more people talking about it. I mean, it's brilliant what they've done too. Like, let's open the door now and get all these beta testings.
Right.
Because you know what that's doing too, when they get these people on there and testing it, it's just making it smarter.
Exactly. Yeah. And people are either getting instant feedback and like all this stuff, but I mean, it's crazy. Like, it will, it had some great merch ideas
for you.
Like, I asked it to do some funny merch ideas for women who like to this, or women who talk about their husband not wanting them to buy. And it had like, I'll have all these merch ideas, and it was just crazy.
Wow.
So like, you don't even have to, it's just wild. So people are saying, how can I utilize this to make money? Right.
Yes.
Because you can get these instant things so quickly. So some of them are like writing more blogs now. Like, again, this just launched and there's only a few YouTube videos about it now. But it's going to be huge. Like,
oh, yeah.
And then, again, I just wrote it, write me a course about this software. And it told me exactly
told
how
you
my
you course about the
and
software.
Then I could be like, write me my first sales email, write my second, write my third. I could write out an entire course within the matter of 10 minutes, copy everything, record the videos in one day, post, put it in a funnel.
Sold. Selling.
And I had all my sales things written out.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Crazy, right?
It's crazy. I mean, my wheels are spinning.
I know. So that's what I was last night. I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like so motivated now. Like, yeah. I'm going to use this in so many different things. Like,
yeah.
Anyways, it's,
I mean, like, yeah,
wild.
Like a subscription newsletter tips.
You can ask any question, anything, you know, like one of our, Amy was, she was asking like our ideas on, you know, she wants to do a referral program. You can literally ask it, what are some good ideas for my referral program? If I'm in a business like this, here's some great ideas. Da-da-da-da-da. What's a good name for my business? I like doing this. Here's some great ideas for your business. Da-da-da-da-da.
Like,
anything.
How long did we spend,
anything.
Really? I mean, the hours that we've spent trying to think
just write one
through.
Freaking email.
No,
hey,
kidding.
Everything, be happy new year. Like, that's easier said than done.
Like, when I was doing the blogs, like, it's like a 2-day event. It's a long process.
And I'm not saying we're going to replace like our blog, like girl, or like, because she sends out our emails and does our blogs. I'm not saying we're going to replace her.
No, but for some of these other things, like books or courses,
or just generating ideas, or generating ideas for captions.
Yeah.
Like, I know we're kind of looking for new ways that we can like connect more with our audience. Like, maybe we do want to do texts at some point. Write me a text about the organizing tip of the day. Like, the possibilities are endless. So Chat GPT, take a look at it. It only asks for your email and I think one other thing, and then you get to create an account and then you can log in and out. Explore.
Check
it
out. And like, then, as you know, you can leave comments here on our on our podcast. Leave a comment.
This could be the first
if
podcast.
You find
I'm
where
sure there's podcasts on it, but I'm like, it's that new.
But check it out. Let us know what your experience has been, or DM us and let us know what your experience was.
Just try it.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Whoa.
And I know some people are going to be like, this is so bad because it's going to replace a bunch of people. Da, 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 da. But it doesn't replace people. It just makes things easier.
But we did, back in the day, we did think that that was like when scanning groceries became a thing, people thought that's going to take the place of all the cashiers. Yeah. But they're not.
But even those, like, for instance, really, like companies that like write captions for people and stuff like that. Sure.
Yeah.
You could go on here and get ideas, but like, it's that company that can use this
exactly.
to get even more ideas
and get even
faster, get in touch with that specific person that they're trying to talk about a lot easier. Like, there's so many different ways you can use this. And it's just like crazy. Like, it's a crazy tool.
Like, I'm just thinking about social media. Anybody struggling over like captions for social media, like, oh, I have these cool pictures, but I struggle over the captions.
Right.
Or the hashtags.
I asked it, give me, you know, top hashtags for Amazon. It gave me like 15 to 20 hashtags. Well, most of them we use already.
Yeah.
But you could be like, what are good hashtags?
Which is a good
organizing
thing. Like, most of them we use already, meaning that the research that you've done is like spot on probably.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody who doesn't know and hasn't developed all the hashtags, that could be a real time saver, game changer.
Right.
Oh my gosh. This is amazing.
I think the site, I'm like looking at it now.
Is it crashing?
It might. And again, this is brand new.
Yeah.
And we were on it for hours last night. If someone could have done a thing about it. And there's like so many people on it. It's well, that mind blowing that.
Well, if there's already a million followers and then as 10 people talk about it, it's going to grow exponentially. It could have like 3 million followers already.
3 million users.
I mean, right. Users. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. With social media nowadays and everyone talking about it on
TikTok.
Oh
my gosh. If somebody did a TikTok video on this, guaranteed it's going to be like millions and millions of people on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so new that it hasn't made any great news yet. Like USA Today kind of a thing. Or?
I don't know. I don't know the news things about it.
Yeah.
Brandon just showed it to me last night. And I did look up a couple YouTube videos on it. But it's those people that I'm like, was there any courses out about this right now? There's no courses out there like this. Like you could make this a whole funnel of how to use this to do your social media in this specific niche. Like I guarantee you there's gonna be a lot of people making a lot of money off of this just doing courses. And you can not only make money off of it, but it will write the course for you. Right. Cause it's that new.
And then all you have to do is record the videos.
Yeah, record the videos and, have someone build a funnel for you. It's not going to build funnels, but it's going to help you writing the scripts, the copy, the hooks, the emails, everything you need. Crazy, right?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I'm kind of shocked about it still.
Yeah.
I was on it for a couple hours last night.
Yeah. I mean, I've got to digest this for a while.
That's what I told Brandon. I was like, what?
We've heard about AI. We know that it's a thing. We know it's there. We know it's smart, but to actually experience it in this setting,
right?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's getting smart. I mean, it's helping doctors do surgery. It's all kinds of things, but to actually see it down like on the layman's.
Yeah. And arena, I was like, are you sure this is legal for me to take this? Like,
that it's not plagiarizing?
It's
something?
Not. It's not. Cause it's like a real person would be writing it.
Well, I would imagine because it's so smart and it's so fast.
Yeah, it's not
that
like
it's going in and it's not.
It's not like
it's making
and
sure.
Pasting things. It's
that
taking
it's making
all
sure.
The information in the whole world on all the across the internet.
And you know what? It might even put it out there to see if there's anything like it. And if it is, it ditches the
and
idea in nanoseconds.
And it's not like if I type something in, you would get the exact same answer. It's all completely unique. It's just like if a random person thought of the story, like the ants organizing story, like that's unique. And you could write a children's book a day. You could publish a children's book every month with this thing.
You could.
So I saved it to show you on the podcast because I figured we could talk about it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to make work easier. So I figured we could just talk about it on the podcast.
That's awesome.
At the same time.
And we're exposing you all to it now, you listeners.
Yeah.
You
so
heard
this
it here
is
first. Chat GPT. That's like goat person tag.
Exactly. Yeah, do some research on it, watch a couple of YouTube videos here and there, but it's not like a complicated software. It's literally pops up
a and it's
spot
like a
to
chat
type
box.
It's like a chat box. Spot to type, and that's literally it.
so
no
simple.
Learning curve, no nothing.
AI probably created this.
Make your account and then you go on there. So
whoa.
That's our topic for today to launch the new year.
I'm
excited to see how we can sort of use it. There's a bunch of ways we can use this thing.
To make our lives simpler and easier.
Yeah.
We want to get to those 4-hour work weeks, man.
I know. Right?
This could be the way.
So look it up. Let us know what you think. Leave a comment on the podcast or send us a DM because
we're curious. Thanks for listening to the Everything Envy podcast.
If you love this episode, then please take a moment and give it a 5-star review and share it with your friends.
And if you're not yet following Everything Envy on social media, all the links and our favorite business resources are waiting for you in the show notes for this episode.
Until next time, have an amazing day.